Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, next today, we're continuing our summer food series, which is called Food for Thought, when we talk to some of our favourite Irish people about their relationship with food. They tell us what they love to eat and to cook, what memories food brings them, and basically what food means to them. And today, I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by architect and TV presenter Hugh Wallace. You're very welcome, Hugh.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Very good morning to you.
Home of the Year will be coming into people's minds now, and the Great House revival and so on. But do you call yourself a foodie?
I am a total foodie. I love cooking, and I find it really relaxing, and I find preparation is the bit I love. I love spending an hour prepping, you know, chopping your vegetables, cleaning your meat, dry rubbing your meat or your fish, and, you know, cleaning your prawns. And I just think it's so relaxing.
You're a fancy cook by the sounds of it.
Well, no, I like my food, and I think that it's great to experiment and do things that you haven't done before. You know, it's great to have a go at doing an Indian and getting it wrong and then trying to see if you can get it right the next time. So it's all about experimenting. But I do have staples, the old favourites, you know, the prawn cocktail, a little consomme soup to start, and then roasts. I love roast meat.
You can't beat a roast.
No, you really can't. You know, pork with crackling, stuffing, roast potatoes, gravy. Love it.
Crackling is controversial, though. It's hard to get that just right.
Yeah, well, you need to score it well, salt it, put it in the oven, keep an eye on it, and get the temperature high initially, and then bring it down, and then bring it high up at the end.
Mm-hmm. And be careful not to break your teeth.
Absolutely, but that's the joy of it. You know, a lovely bit of crackling is fabulous. And obviously during the summer, then it's all barbecue.
You're a fan of barbecue, are you?
The food tastes so differently and fresh.
It does, but you need to experiment, I think, or it can get boring. You know, you need to experiment with different flavours.
No.
You're happy with the steak?
The hamburgers, the sausages, the fish, you know, pork chops, lamb chops. Oh, and
on the barbecue.
And the fat goes crispy.
Tell me about fish on the barbecue, because we were discussing fish on this programme and I suggested at home that we do fish and just try not wrapping it in tin foil.
Yeah, you don't need to wrap it in
tin foil. See, I'm too scared.
No, you have to get one of those, you know, the closers. So you put the fish in the closers, put lemon and maybe fennel in the middle, and close it up, brush it on the outside, maybe a little bit of dry rub onto the barbecue. Salmon is particularly good.
Yes. Well, I'm told by the expert that we had on that it will stick, but then it will release over time, and you've got to just trust the process.
Correct.
And I'm just not there yet.
Correct. Yeah, but have a go for it, because it's wonderful, because what happens is, if there's lovely crispy outside, but yet in the middle it can be just that little bit soft, it'll be soft and mightn't be quite cooked, and that's the way salmon should be served.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. So going back then to your past and your relationship with food, did that come from your parents? Were they foodies?
Yeah, my parents were foodies, and there were dinner parties in our house, because that's the way people entertained. And there was food. There'd be dinner parties on Saturday nights or Friday evenings. And I loved that, because it was always pudding. And I used to get the pudding the next day. Or maybe if I was lucky enough, I'd be sitting at the end of the staircase and get it in the evening. So food played a very important role. But in our household, it was very boring. So you could actually tell what day of the week it was by what you got served.
Yeah, but that's okay, isn't it?
No, not after 20 years.
No, yeah,
Come on.
It's boring when you're a child, but then when you're an adult and you have to make your own food, you think, what was I complaining about? We had stew on a Wednesday or roast chicken on a Thursday.
Oh, you knew the day Tuesday was the leftovers from Sunday.
Yeah, well, that's
so
okay.
You know, so you could tell the day. And then Saturday lunch was the highlight with fried liver and bacon and onions with mashed potato on a Saturday.
Can't do liver.
Oh, yummy.
Do you still eat liver?
Yeah, I love it.
No.
Love liver. And heart, stuffed heart.
Hugh.
Oh, fabulous.
You're an awfully big fan of the offal.
I love kidneys. Yeah. Oh, kidneys God. And a little bit of cream.
Do you cook that stuff yourself?
Yeah, I love it. Martin loves kidneys and liver. But you have the liver, he's a bit fussy with. He won't eat any of the stringy bits.
And does he cook at home?
Not. So he doesn't know. I had to buy an egg steamer. I had to buy him an egg steamer so he could actually manage even just to cook an egg.
Really?
Yeah, he can do toast.
Right.
He likes very much, has a fancy for crisp sandwiches.
Right, so if he's stuck, if you're not there.
Yeah, it's crisp sandwiches and baked beans.
And now he has the egg steamer, you see.
There,
so.
he's miles ahead to where he was.
So I'm trying to figure out just how into food you are. So if you went into a bookshop, would you browse the recipes, the food section?
Yeah, I love that. And then I'm tempted to buy food books, but then unfortunately they sit on the shelf with the other ones.
I know.
And, you know, you just go back to, you have a couple of books that, you know, Doreen Allen, there's Delia Smith, and there's Mrs. Bacon.
Yes.
And if you like there, well, if you have those three, you can set the world alight.
And Mary Berry. Berry's a go-to for me.
And you just keep going back to these people. And then sometimes you'll have a moment of inspiration. You'll go, I'll do soufflé potatoes. And then once you've done soufflé potatoes, once you go, I'll never do that again.
I know, because of the effort. Yeah. And we do always go back to the familiar, I think.
Yeah, well, you know it's going to work out and nobody will moan when you're having the dinner party.
Exactly.
So that's very important.
The roast pork. But you mentioned the fish and the salmon. And I think from the way you described it, that you like fish. You're a fan.
Love fish. I think in Ireland, we just underestimate that. And we have such amazing fish. Great, you know, when you travel around and you've got fishmongers have reappeared. And just, there's one in Terenure, there's another one on the upper Rathmines Road. There's the butcher, the baker and the candlestick maker. You know, you've got the Connolly, the fishmonger, you have the butcher, you have that fab fruit and veg shop, and you have a baker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how in the past 10 years, there's such a big revival.
We're going back to that.
Yeah, and we're not buying as much anymore. We're buying much more frequently.
Yes.
And it may cost a little more, but nothing goes into the bin.
Well, we're told, aren't we, that we have not been paying enough for food, which in the current situation is not really very good news, but we might have to get used to paying a little bit more for food.
Well, I think we eat too much meat and fish. So, you know, when I look back at my childhood, you could literally see the plate through the slice of beef you got. And we just eat so much more protein, and we shouldn't. We should all look at instead of having two hamburgers, one's actually enough. and people haven't quite got that in their head. It's not the quantity. It's actually the quality of the food that you're prepping. And if you need to feed up, eat your potatoes. You know, eat your fruit and your vegetables.
Go for volume.
If you want volume, do that. But don't let the volume be meat and fish.
Just thinking back to what you were saying about your parents entertaining at home, and that's how you did it. That's how you socialised. You entertained at home. But most houses now don't have dining rooms.
No. But but then there's the whole theatre of watching the chef or the homeowner. You know, you're there with your friends and your cooking, and somebody's going, oh, that's how you do that. And it's great fun. And I think that there's much more interaction, social interaction, with whoever's the chef for the night and the dining table. And I think that's a much nicer experience.
Yeah, you don't regret then the death of the dining room if that's what's happened.
No, not at all. I think in this day and age, we can't have a room that's sort of hanging around for the hope of a dinner party.
Mm-hmm, because it's not used for anything else.
No,
really,
it's like the old good room, which is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think dinner parties, and we're much more al fresco anyway. We all want to, in fact, in the middle of February, if the world was wonderful, we'd love to be outside having a barbecue in reality. And I think, you know, this summer, and I remember the first COVID summer and lockdown, and it was stunning. I don't remember.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, right in the beginning, certainly, of that summer, the weather was great. Really, really good.
Yeah, and we all got attached to the barbecue and the outdoors, and it was great fun and the flavours. And, you know, I just think that food is such an experience. And to go and sometimes treat yourself to a tasting menu in a restaurant. It might cost you 80 quid or 100 quid, but it's an absolute treat and it's to be savoured and enjoyed. And when you have a chef cooking and putting together food that you would never put together, and you're tasting it and smelling it. There's an amazing place down in Cork, and I got halloumi, grilled halloumi with pesto and strawberries.
Very nice.
And I was going, that won't work.
Mm-hmm.
But the combination of flavours was just stunning. And it's to experience.
You could do that on the barbecue.
Oh, sure, I'll be out now. I immediately said, now that's what I'll do when I go out. I'll get the halloumi, the pesto and the strawberries. And it, but it was a lovely combination.
It'll probably taste nothing like it did when it
was
handed to you.
No, because the pleasure is actually the arrival and the presentation. And, you know, and food should be looked at not as a function of having to eat, but much more as a pleasure,
mm-hmm.
an indulgence.
But it is a function, isn't it, in our day-to-day?
It is, yeah, but you need to try and elevate it.
And is that what you do when you're working now, if you're filming or working as an architect, are you very conscious of what you're eating, that it needs to be special?
I drive Martin mad, because the first question in the morning is, and he's not a morning person, grump, and I go, what would you like for dinner? And he's going, dinner? What are you asking me about dinner for?
Crisp sandwiches and beans.
Yeah, you know, so...
And
so,
a steamed egg.
Yeah, so, but it's great. You know, I just think the whole magic of food is wonderful. And to have people around and relax and to enjoy food over a couple of hours, you know, 3 or 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so entertaining.
It's a lovely way to sit and chat to your friends. I always ask people who are in for this series over the summer, are you into spicy food?
Yeah, I like I don't cook spicy food because I'm afraid of it. I'd have to be totally honest. But I love to go to...
Afraid of getting it wrong?
Yeah, and overdoing it. And then, you know, that's where everybody goes, oh, that's lovely, but I can't actually eat it. So I love to go to Thai restaurants or Indian restaurants and get those flavours. And it's watching a chef cooking is what's totally inspiring. And they're sort of throwing handfuls of this and handfuls of that into the dish as it changes colour into these amazing, vibrant colours. But also there are layers of complexity. So it starts off with one flavour and then moves. Food moves through different flavours. And that's when you know your chef knows what they're doing.
Okay, so you're happy to eat that when you're out and then go home and cook the roast.
That's it.
With the prawn cocktail.
That's
it. Yeah.
I
like your style, Hugh. Thank you very much for coming in. That's Hugh Wallace, architect and TV presenter in our Food for Thought series. Coming up next, Richard Grogan will be taking your employment questions. That's after this break. 51551. Get them into us now.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.